Good evening, folks. As Richard said, I'm Dean Lauder. I'm currently the city manager in the city of New Brighton, Minnesota, which is located almost equidistant between Minneapolis and St. Paul, right in the metropolitan area. Originally, I am from Green Bay, Wisconsin, so I do like to make that distinction. Somebody asked me what happened to the Vikings. I said only bad things, which I'm okay with, because I'm a Packer fan, incurably a Packer fan. So I see some of my Midwesterners shaking their heads there. But I originally went to undergrad school in Wisconsin. I moved to Minnesota to get my master's degree in urban studies, specifically with a local government management focus. I'm a classically trained city manager, and I've been a city administrator or a manager for 23 years. I've been 13 years at my current appointment in New Brighton, and have a lot of experience from my entire career, specifically from New Brighton, that I think would benefit the city of Eureka. So you might ask, why would you want to relocate halfway across the country? Your network's there, your professional life has been there, your academic life has been there. And I would suggest to you, anyone who seriously asks me that question has never experienced a Minnesota winter. Last year we had what was described as life-threatening wind chills of negative 75 at one point, where people were encouraged to just stay home, stay indoors, things of that nature. But in all sincerity, my wife and I are looking at Eureka for both personal and professional reasons. We want to have a more fuller life, which means being able to be active 12 months out of the year. We realize it gets a little cold and a little rainy. I'll take that over negative 75 any day of the week. Professionally, I believe that my economic development background, the projects that I've achieved to affect housing, mainly we're working on a project right now that will create $100 million of development while providing affordable housing, affordable senior housing, so people with fixed incomes have a new place and a good place to live. We believe in community engagement and relationships. The law enforcement officials that I hire are basically social workers with badges. We've gotten thank you notes from people who received citations from our police officers. People of color who have sent thank you notes because of their experiences with our law enforcement officials. We run an efficient city, but an effective city. We're looking at future investment, long-range growth, long-range planning, and sustainability. We'll be the only city in the state in a few years, state of Minnesota that is, that will pay for all of its infrastructure by borrowing to itself. We will not externally borrow after the year 2025. All capital fleet, all fixed assets, meaning rooftops, HVAC units, ladder trucks for the fire department, squad cars for the police department, plow trucks for the public works department are paid for in cash. So we will be the only state that is able, or only city that's able to boast both of those things in the state of Minnesota. I can bring that kind of financial planning to the city, as well as the economic development background. And I love engaging with people and engaging the public. We've reached out in a variety of formats, whether that's citywide surveys, whether that's open houses, public hearings, of course, but even neighborhood meetings. And frankly, if there's a resident with a strong concern about something, I've even been willing to show up at 5:30 on a Friday on my way home from work to talk about it. So I feel that city management is a calling. It found me, it chose me, and I followed it. Thank you.